So before I start, it was during the last worship song, not the last one, but about shaking up the ground of all my tradition. And I figured out that I'm like, that's pretty much what God's doing to me. He's shaking up my tradition because this is not what I would be doing. I would not be up here right now giving the message. So he's shaking up my tradition. So, good morning, friendship. Before I start, I want to tell you a story. When I was about 11 years old, I was really afraid of the dark. Every time I went into the dark, I was afraid. But one time, when I was still 11, or maybe 12, we were in our living room praying, and all of a sudden, I heard a voice. It said, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. There is no need to be afraid of the dark." So from then on, I listened to that voice, and I wasn't afraid anymore. I bring this up because we don't have to be afraid of the dark or anything else for that matter. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Hebrews 13, verse 5. While turning there, here's a little context of what we'll be reading about today. In the last chapter of Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, which could be the Apostle Paul, is encouraging the reader to live in a way that honors Christ. He says things like, keep loving each other, don't forget to show hospitality, and keep in mind those who are imprisoned and mistreated. Not because of they did something wrong, but rather because of their faith. And then he gets to verse 5, which is where we're going to start reading today. So if you are in Hebrews 13, verse 5, let's read. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's pray. Dear God, I pray that you will speak to every one of us, and I pray that you would give me the right words to say so that they will speak to others. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of the message today is Do Not Fear. If we look back at verse 5, it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. What I observe in this verse is that we should not love money, and because God will never leave us or forsake us, we shouldn't be afraid even when we are fearful, but be confident that God will provide for us. An example of how God provided for me is a few months ago, we were praying that God would provide money for me. And a few months went by, and I just kept praying. And then one day, it was a Sunday, a person asked my dad if he knew someone that could mow for him. And lo and behold, I got to mow for him and a lot of other people now too. Now, back to Hebrews 13. Verse 6. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? In this verse, it tells us not to be afraid of others, because the Lord is our helper. I don't know how long I've dealt with this, but when I run or do something active, I get really dizzy. But what we think it is, it's fear that it happened once, and so it's going to happen again. But I have to remember what 1 John 4:18 says. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we were afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. expels or drives out in the Greek means to throw or cast out something, as if it were foreign to you, or something that's unusual to you, like you have no connection to it, or something that doesn't come naturally to you. What if we saw fear like this? Something foreign that doesn't belong to us. Like when you get a foreign object in your eye that doesn't belong there. We don't have to be afraid because fear, which causes us to be afraid of what people say or do or think about us, should be foreign to us. So I just have to remember that perfect love casts out all fear, so I don't have to be afraid, and neither do you. We need to pray. Because as David said in Psalms 34:4, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. So ask God for help, because he will help you. He'll be able to help you free you from all your fears. The point today is freeing people from fear is not foreign to him. So a few weeks ago, I had a science self-test and test to take. And so I was getting really nervous about it and scared because the day before the self-test I took, I had 12 extra pages I did. And so I'm like, that's a lot of pages, just praying that I would remember it. And so I took the self-test and I'm like, yeah, it was pretty good. And I passed it. And then the next day was the test. And so the test, I finished the first page, I finished the second page, and then the third page, there was two questions that I'm like, I don't really know. And because those two were the waning and waxing of how the moon, like the phases of the moon. And so I asked God for understanding, and the understanding that he gave me was waxing is coming up to the full moon, and waning is after the moon already got the full moon's going back to the new moon. And so God gave me the understanding for that, and then I was confident of my answers, and later that day I figured out I got 100% in that test. Now verse 7. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. This is another thing that will help us not to fear. One, we should follow those who have good coming from their lives. And two, we should follow those who are living by faith and not by fear. Instead of those who we, one, don't see good coming from their lives, or two, people who are living by fear. Because like it says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, bad company corrupts good character. And also, just being the word ourselves also helps us. Verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't have to be afraid because God is the same and he will not change. So, a few weeks ago, we were going to Omaha as a family. And the last time that we went to Omaha, I had a seizure. And so this time, I was kind of fearful of what was going to happen this time when we went to Omaha. So the first time, I was actually sleeping when we went past the place that I had the seizure at. And so it wasn't as big of a deal. But so all the way there, no seizures. Then we were there for a few days, and then we came back. So on our way back, this was the time that Ashley had the seizure, was on the way back, and I got really nervous. I started feeling the symptoms of what I felt before, because I work myself up really quickly. Like, if I'm afraid, I work myself up really quickly, and I get hot and sweaty, and so I'm like, God, just calm me down, give me peace, it's not gonna happen again. That was a one-time thing, it's not gonna happen again. So God gave me peace. All the way on the way back, no seizures. The main point today is it's very good to ask God for help in prayer. Knowing that just encourages me that I can put my trust and faith in a God who will stay the same and will never change. Amen? In closing, we have two things to respond to today. One, if you want to, but have not yet made Christ your Savior, and you want to make the decision to trust in a God who stays the same and never changes, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, or if you want to come back to the Lord today. You might think it's scary, but I can tell you it's not. So if I can have everyone in the room close their eyes. If you want to make the decision to trust in a God who stays the same and never changes, or if you want to give your life back, or if you want to give your life back to the Lord today, please raise your hand. Okay, now everyone in the room, everyone who raised their hand, and every believer in the room, pray this prayer with me. You repeat after me. Dear God, I have realized my need for you. I repent right now and turn away from all the sins that I have committed. Please forgive me. Please come into my heart. And thank you for your loving kindness. And thank you for forgiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer from your heart, welcome into the kingdom of God. And now I said there was two things. If the prayer team can come up. If you want to take off the burden of fear and throw it down like the foreign object it is, you can either pray with me or anyone else on the worship team. We will play a song in the background, so if you need to respond, so please respond as the Lord is leading you today.